So what about Calvinism? What do we believe about Calvinism? Calvinism, 1 Timothy 4, verse 9. 1 Timothy 4, verse 9. And I kind of just going to briefly cover this. This is a vast topic, obviously. But here's the most defeating verse to demolish Calvinism in three short verses right here. 1 Timothy 4, verse 9. Bible says, "This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation. For therefore we both labor and suffer reproach because we trust in the living God who is the Savior of all men." All men, especially of those that believe. So is he the Savior of all men?
Right.
Yes. So all means all. And Calvinists just have a problem with that word, don't they? All means all. They say limited atonement. But this just demolishes Calvinism right here. It says, especially of them, of those that believe. These things command and teach. So as a Baptist, I'm going to command and teach that Jesus Christ is the Savior of all men, especially those that believe. And Calvinism is a lie from the pit of hell. And God is not a puppet master that's just like making homos molest kids and all kinds of sick things like that. We don't believe that here. We have free will. The word, what did Pastor Anderson say? The word free will is in the Bible like 15 times or something? Yeah. Something like that. So if there wasn't free will, then why would that word be in the Bible?
Amen.
I mean, they just, Calvinism debunked right there.